Speaker three.
Speaker four.
This looks great. Oh, LaCroix, my favorite. I'm gonna have to grab one of these. Just throw this down here.
Sorry, what are your names?
My name is Katya.
What is it? I'm Katya.
Hi, Katya. Katya.
Hi.
Hi.
Eric.
Nice to meet you, Eric. Yeah.
Danielle.
Danielle.
Nice
yeah.
to meet you.
Nice
Yes.
to meet you too.
I'm Michael.
And I would love to shake you know, just like
your movement.
Well,
And this is the
pretty
cake.
awesome. There.
I think there is a milk.
Who's that in there?
Someone is late for the
Are
party.
you here for the Chinese New Year? This looks great,
Great.
huh? Really awkward trying to do this without knocking off
Looking too
what
much
I'm
nice,
wearing.
yeah.
Also what I'm wearing.
Yeah. Oh, man. Is that mashed potatoes?
Yeah, I think
Oh,
so.
I'm
Ooh, I'm
hungry.
excited.
Yummy.
I didn't have breakfast, so this is perfect.
You're hungry.
Yeah, I'm really hungry.
Me too. This is a lot of food.
Yeah.
Four of us.
Nice.
So are you playing? Oh, I guess our game got canceled this week, right?
Yeah, we don't have a game this week.
Yeah.
We missed you last week.
I know. I've been very busy,
Yeah,
unfortunately.
we won by two in overtime,
Oh, really?
so
Who did you guys play?
One of the Google teams.
Oh, nice. Was it the one we played in the first week? Well, I guess that one didn't really count.
No, the other one.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's really, really close.
Switched over here.
Yeah. Nice. That's awesome, though.
We were down by three with maybe 4 seconds left. Tom got fouled at the 3-point line and shot three or yeah,
Yeah.
free throws to make. Made the first one, missed the second one. Checked the third one. Got his own rebound at the buzzer. It was amazing. Really
That's
fun.
awesome.
Like watching, yeah, highlight reel.
Wow.
I'm not basketball.
Yeah. I'm aware of that. I'm the same. Yeah, I guess you
Is it like
Yeah,
heard
it's
about
like
that.
the
It's like a work league here.
yeah, the Moffitt gym.
Oh. Oh, I heard about that. Yeah. They had like a dodgeball league and stuff too, right?
Oh,
Oh,
cool.
really? Wow.
I think so.
I didn't know about that one. Like, that
Sounds
would be fun.
dangerous.
Yeah, I know, right?
In the face before a meeting.
Yeah.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Did you get lunch?
Yeah.
Yeah. Feel like obligated to eat more cuz there's
I know.
so
I know.
much food. I'll have to go back for more later.
This is my first time trying LaCroix. It's really good.
Really?
It's yummy.
All the new trend now.
It's very basic but very
So
tasty.
do you think they use like a real, you know, just like a flavor
Oh,
for that
absolutely
now?
not.
I don't yeah. I don't
Yeah?
think it's real.
It's all like sweeteners and stuff.
Well, it's not that. It's like cuz
Natural
there's no
flavor.
sugar or anything in there but
That's
some
damn
yeah.
impressive. Yeah.
I don't know. It was tasty though.
Oh, no. Everyone loves that stuff now.
Yeah. So where does everyone live?
I live in San Francisco.
Oh, nice.
Someone too.
Yeah, you too. Nice.
Where in San Francisco?
You know where Alemany is? You know, just like close to Mission District but actual Visitation Valley. And you?
I'm up in Russian Hill.
Oh, nice. Nice area.
Nice.
Yeah.
And how about you guys?
I live in San Jose. I live near Santana Row.
That's
Yeah.
a good area too.
Nice. And I'm also up there in Noe Valley.
Nice.
Oh my goodness. What are the chances?
Yeah,
Yeah.
so many city kids. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I had to get away cuz I was born and raised around here.
Oh,
So I
cool.
need to get away from home
Yeah.
a little bit. Yeah.
Nice.
You guys have quite the commute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I end up hanging out with
Cuz we're still here. It's like 2 hours each
Yeah,
way.
yeah, it does take a while.
But
That's
after a while
touch
you
and
kind
go.
of
That's tough up there.
Parking and everything.
But the same with another valley, probably.
It's not as bad, at least I'm probably 30 minutes just further south.
Do
Yeah,
any of you
it
take the
helps.
shuttle?
I do.
That's
I don't
good.
know that I've seen you
No,
all
I
personally.
rarely, I take the west one all the way, so
Yeah, so do I though.
Well, I'm rarely on it. Half the time I'll do Caltrain or
Okay.
or just hang
Yeah, I
out.
take it every day.
Yeah. Or I'm usually the one passed out by the time.
There you go.
But for you it's close, right? You know, just like it's
Yeah.
not a long commute. It's
You'd
awesome.
think so.
Unless there isn't traffic.
Traffic's
There's
too bad.
traffic.
How is that over like holiday season? Cuz
Oh,
every
it's so
time I go
nice.
by I'm just like, well,
Oh, do you mean
like
the
shopping
traffic
holiday.
around? Oh,
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, it's a little crazy. Valley Fair is undergoing a ton of
Yeah,
construction
it's
right
gonna
now.
be ridiculous.
Yeah, but I like living so close to it at the same time.
Yeah, I bet it must be nice.
So you grew up in Sunnyvale?
In Palo Alto.
Yeah.
Nice area.
Yeah.
A lot of trees and greenery, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
Parks as well.
I'm a little jaded and spoiled.
Aw, that's nice.
Yeah, for sure.
And how about you guys? Did you grow up in Bay Area?
I'm from Southern California. Yeah, Orange County.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah, I'm from Washington, DC. It's a little bit
Awesome.
further away. Yeah. But what about you?
I'm originally from Russia. I grew
Oh,
up in
nice.
Siberia.
Wow.
Cool.
But yeah, you know, just like it's a very different environment, that's for sure, but I love it here.
Yeah. You worry for the farthest distance
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, relocation.
If to travel back it will be probably easier to go straight through the earth rather than around or something,
Really?
you know.
That's cool.
It will be faster.
One day.
Wow.
One day, yeah.
Do you know I'm gonna go back often
Yeah,
or?
not often, but indeed in 2 weeks I'm traveling back there to
Oh,
visit my
nice.
little nephew.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
Is that once the World Cup is done?
Yeah, almost. One week prior
Oh,
to be
okay.
done.
Okay. That'll be fun then. You get to see a little bit of that.
I'm excited about that
Yeah,
part
that's
too.
awesome.
Even though I'm not too much into soccer. How about you guys? Do you watch soccer?
On and off, once in a while.
Yeah.
If it's on, I
If it's
guess. Yeah.
on.
It's
But
really
yeah.
For the World Cup I do. It's like
It's
Yeah.
a big event.
That's yeah. Usually not too big of a fan, but
Yeah.
Who are you rooting for?
That's a good question. So the US obviously
Didn't
is not
qualify.
playing, so can't root for them. Yeah. And then Italy, which is kind of my other team, they didn't make it either this year for, I think, the first time in
It's been a while. Oh.
Yeah, been a few years.
In history. Or something like that. So
Wow.
I can't root for them either. So I'm just kind of rooting for good soccer, I guess.
Yeah.
You're rooting for
Entertainment.
good sportsmanship.
Yeah. Everyone's a winner.
Yeah, well, not more just like entertaining soccer, maybe not
Yeah.
like
It's been
good.
good. A lot of interesting upsets and stuff
Yeah,
lately.
it's been fun.
Yeah. Be cool to see. It's a lot of the like underdogs are doing really well.
So what is your favorite sport? You know, yeah, my understanding is that you watch soccer because it's a big, you know, just like kind of event, right? So, but what's your favorite, you know, sport? Maybe to do or to watch?
Yeah. What you
Mine
doing,
is
Gail?
figure skating. I love figure skating, watching
Wow.
figure skating.
You also do it as well?
When I go, everyone thinks that it's a show. I fell down all the
Yeah,
time.
it's
They're like,
hard.
she's good, and you know, just like you know, in that character, like she's falling down. I'm not into characters, I just fell down
Oh, wow.
on ice. How about you guys?
Kind of like the basic ones. I like watching like baseball games, basketball, football and all that. Yeah, do a little bit of that and just a little like contact sports on the side for myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. been lately I've been doing a lot of like boxing and
Wow.
pro boxing and stuff
Nice.
like that. Yeah,
Nice.
until my body just
Yeah.
doesn't stop
Good
there
workout
just
though.
to yourself, yeah.
Mhm. Yeah.
It's more like getting my butt kicked, I don't
Yeah.
know, but
And how about you, Daniella?
I love basketball. I wish I was more well-rounded in my sports fandom, but it's really only all basketball. I like to play it, I like to watch it. I'm a LA Lakers fan.
Oh
Yeah.
no.
lifelong, so huge Kobe Bryant fan.
Oh man,
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I guess the
Yeah,
team
me too.
kinda. So Danielle and I are on the same team here.
Really? Oh my
We
goodness.
play
Wow.
I guess once a week.
Mhm.
Well, I have
On
not been making the
Wednesdays.
games quite as regularly, but it's a lot of fun.
They're really fun.
It's just at the gym, right?
Mhm.
Yeah.
Is that your favorite sport too?
Oh yeah. Grew
You
up
guys were
on
wearing a
that.
basketball polo.
Oh,
What
is
was
that
that?
true?
Oh
Yeah.
yeah.
That's gotta mean something,
Yeah.
right?
You're a Bay Area sports fandom.
Mhm. Yeah, I mean born and raised here too,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Went through the whole lull of.
I guess you're allowed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember no
You're
one else
given
sees
permission.
Bear
Yeah,
Weather
fans.
yeah, exactly. I remember paying $5 to go to Warriors games.
Wow.
Those
And
were
like
the days.
and they'd let you sneak up to the front cuz it was all empty. It was great.
So it got busier, just like the more they win started to win,
Oh yeah.
the more expensive the tickets would got.
They're now very good.
They're, yeah, too good. I'm like, I can't
Mhm.
afford to go
Yeah,
again.
it's crazy.
But it's kind of like upsetting for us, that they are moving into San Francisco
Yeah.
instead of keeping it, in Oakland, because Oakland
Yeah.
also needs developments like that.
It's
And San
gonna be
Francisco's already
packed.
really
Yeah.
crowded. Just Giants, stadium with its,
Yeah, it's gonna make it so much worse and it's gonna be even more expensive.
Yeah. And with the hospital nearby, just like I was just like, oh my gosh, hopefully they won't put emergency, just like from there.
Yeah, really.
Because it's gonna take for a while to get there, and only
Yeah.
probably by helicopter.
Yeah. To within the same city.
Yeah, we'll see.
When is that scheduled to happen?
It's like next
Next
year.
year.
Already?
Yeah, twenty
So fast.
Is it 2018
Wow.
now already?
Yeah.
No. I think it's 2019.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
Yeah, I know. Should've just bought some season tickets and just like resold it. I don't know, a bunch of my friends did that.
But they keep jacking up the prices, right?
Yeah.
And even of those. Yeah, so I went to a game this year in April. And we had pretty good seats. It was like $500 or something per head. It's insane.
Wow.
It's like a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Can't really do that often.
Yeah.
It was actually a gift, which is really the only reason that I went, but
Yeah.
Yeah, because who else
It's
would look
crazy.
at spend on this?
Yeah.
Who did they play?
They played the Pelicans. So
Oh,
it was pretty good,
Yeah.
yeah.
the Brow.
It was fun. Got to see them.
The Brow.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah, I
And
know.
the Pelicans won.
Wow. That's pretty
Yeah.
good. Worth it.
It's pretty early in the season.
It's actually the last game before the playoffs.
Bro.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm still going for that much.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're pretty crazy.
Yeah. So I would like to grab another plate. We have
I will probably
Our
get
cook
some
made
more.
a lot of food today.
I'll probably get
So
more soon.
yeah. And it's delicious. I like the Guinness kind of thing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's good. It's good. What about some movies that you guys have watched recently? What's your favorite?
I saw Incredibles 2 this
Oh, you
weekend.
did?
Yeah.
Nice.
I
Have you
heard
seen
so
it?
good, no.
No,
It's
what'd you
so
think?
good. I loved it. There's this short film in the beginning
That's
that's
what all my friends were telling me, that it's just like nostalgic.
It is,
Especially
yeah.
like Asian families
Yeah.
growing up.
Asian
Really?
Americans, yeah.
I think, I don't know what it's about, but it's about like making dumplings with your mom or something.
It's
No
about
way.
dumplings.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was the first short film to Caucasian female.
Oh, wow.
Very
I didn't
cool.
know that. It's impressive how they take those cartoons, you know, just like all about heritage, like Coco came in coming
Yeah.
out like just
Yeah.
recently, which I loved.
I
But with
did
that, what was interesting that there was none of the Latinos, you know, just like making the, you know, in the process.
Yeah.
But even Latino community, they said like it's unbelievable that they were able to replicate all the history and traditions
Oh,
with
wow.
that.
Interesting.
How about you guys? What did you watch, you know, just like recently?
Man, what have I seen? I finally saw like, what was that? I finally saw the Avengers.
Me too.
Yeah.
I
It
saw
took me
Endgame
a while,
as well.
yeah.
Yeah.
How did you like it? I watched it also
It was
about
pretty
a year or
good.
so.
Yeah. I was a fan.
Yeah.
You like it?
That was solid.
It's pretty wild how they can bring so many different movies together.
Yes.
I heard it was a nightmare to do.
I bet. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah,
Imagine how
pretty
much they paid
crazy.
the actors, you know, because to
So
bring all
many.
those.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
My husband enjoyed it. I said like for me it's a little bit too much of a salad mixed together, all those things
Oh,
mixed together.
yeah.
There's like Black Panther and just
Yeah.
like all of those things, you know, come together.
Yeah, how do you give those characters enough screen time?
You
There's
don't.
40 different people.
You can't,
Yeah,
right?
you can't. It's like
And such big name people
Actors,
too.
yeah.
And then they give like a prologue to like read up.
Yeah.
That's cool. For yeah, for what it is, I'm like I set the bar really low. Or
Okay.
expectations. I was like, you know, it's gonna be a big blockbuster kind
That's
of thing.
good. For me it was vice versa. I was just like, there are so many incredible
Yeah.
actors. I'm just like, let's go for it. And then I was
Better
just like,
be good.
really?
Felt the same way. But I still liked it. Still enjoyed it.
Yeah, I would say, you know, just like one time to watch and, you know, probably like never go back again. I would, you know, probably watch it the second time. How about you guys?
Yeah.
Would you watch it the second time around?
It'd be an airplane movie.
Yeah.
Probably.
Airplane movies.
That's a good category to have movies in.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Anyone watched Ocean's 8?
No. That's an airplane movie.
Yeah, maybe.
You gotta have those. The ones you're like, you'll watch on a plane, but you would never.
Yeah, either rewatch or just
Yep.
watch because you can. You have nothing else
Yeah, I've got a long flight coming up this weekend, so hopefully there'll be some good ones.
Where are you headed?
To Hong Kong.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have a nice airline, not like one of
I
those
do.
that don't
I
have
do.
the
Yeah,
screens.
it's Cathay Pacific.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
I'm going business on this one. I used
Oh.
miles for the upgrades, so
Nice.
finally
That's
treated
awesome.
myself.
They upgraded me to
Yeah.
business once.
Awesome.
Nice.
So hopefully that'll be nice.
Sitting down, setting champagne.
Yeah, that's right. So that'll be fun.
And then, you know, progress to land, and then once you land in, I was like, I don't remember what movies I watched, but it was
Yeah, right?
fun.
The only problem is that I don't know how I will be able to go back once I do that.
You don't. You break the glass and
It's just like,
yeah.
oh no.
That's true.
That's what I'm kinda worried about. But I'm gonna enjoy it. Live it up for that
Is it your first
15
time?
hours. Yeah, it is.
Oh, man.
First time in Hong Kong?
No, in business.
Not in the cattle class.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're gonna ruin it for yourself.
Yeah. I think so too, but it is what it
Yeah,
is.
you deserve it.
I'll enjoy it.
That's awesome. Are you guys planning on any summer vacation? You know, just taking some time off from work?
This year's packed with weddings for me.
Oh, yeah?
Nice. I also have a couple of weddings coming up.
I'm at that age where everyone's getting married.
Same.
It's so annoying. They're all like, LA, go here, go here.
It's expensive.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I know. I was just trying to book one and it's at like Newport Beach.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like looking at the hotels. I'm like, I can't afford this.
Yeah.
Where's the Holiday Inn?
I know. I feel that one.
Yeah, so it's all adding up.
The gifts and the travel and the
Bachelor
clothing and
parties
the
and
bachelor.
yeah, and the clothes.
Oh, yeah.
With all those parties coming along, like bachelorette to bachelors, right? Plus, you know, just like bridal shower. Do you name it? Bridal bash. We're just like, what's that? And you were just like, where did that come from?
I think you made that up.
Yeah. But then after after that is all the baby showers, so it doesn't really end, does it?
Yeah.
I guess this is now our social life. It's just weddings.
Yeah.
Yep. And then what's next? Kids' birthday parties? Is that what happens? What do you do when you don't have kids?
Yeah, just attend them anyway.
Say, business idea here.
Some
Some
of my friends
children.
decided not to have kids and just like, why would I spend all this time, just like on kids and, like it's personal like choice and but yes, definitely there's a bunch of them, there are a bunch of things that you can do while you don't have kids.
Yeah, but if all your friends have kids, it kinda
Yeah, you get roped into all the invites and everything.
You kind of dragged by default.
Yeah.
I can just be that creepy uncle that just stands there.
Beer in hand.
I love kids, but one of my closest friends, she doesn't. And I'm like taking this baby from our friends and just like and she's like I was like, "Hey, Hannah, take this baby, look how cute he is." And like, "No thanks. I love you baby guys, but no thanks."
Don't let it touch me.
Yeah, I don't want to touch him, this baby.
That's
Oh,
funny.
man. Yeah, well hopefully that's still a while away for me.
Well, you're going to Russia and
Yeah,
you're
and
going to China, right? Is that for your vacation
It's
money?
not for fun,
Oh.
unfortunately.
Can you turn
Yeah.
it into a fun?
Not this time, but I was out there recently and that ended up becoming a vacation as well.
Nice.
Oh, I did last time too.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
Did Hong Kong and Beijing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I swung by South Korea.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
Pretty
cool.
cool. Spent like 3 days there.
That's awesome. That's a good way to do it.
Right?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And how about you? Are you planning on any special trips this summer?
The only one I have really this summer is going to Texas for 4th of July. Yeah, my friend actually invited me to her family reunion, which is pretty comical. I said yes, yeah. So I'm gonna go to that and then just eat all the good food.
Where in Texas?
Both Dallas and then I'm gonna visit a friend in Houston.
Nice.
It's really hot and
Yeah.
humid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not ready for that.
But the good part that they have almost every place has swimming pools. You're gonna really enjoy it.
All I want is a barbecue next to a swimming pool. I'll be good.
Perfect.
That's next week already.
That's a good way to do
I
it.
know, 10 flights, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready to fly.
Last time I went to Texas I did like barbecue. After day one I just
Yeah.
could not do it anymore. You start getting like the meat sweats
Yeah.
your salt level just goes through the roof.
Yeah,
Yeah.
salt just becomes
Oh my god.
insane.
And you're like, I wanna wash this down and then here's a slab of butter on bread. Like, have at it. Cornbread.
And lemonade with like just sugar.
Yeah,
Or sugar water.
sweet tea. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you all wanna die by salt, here's some sugar.
Yeah.
It's so good though.
Do you like
Yeah.
barbecue in general?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But try not to go too crazy.
I've noticed that I don't really like it. So I
Really?
decided this year to celebrate my birthday doing the barbecue party in the park. But you know San Francisco, how we did get? And it so happened it was the windiest day ever. So even to start the, just like fire, it took us a while.
Yeah. It keeps going out. Was this next to the water?
On a park?
Christie Field or something?
McLaurin Park?
Oh,
Where is
okay.
that?
It's if you exit Alemany, just and there is a Silver Avenue. It's considered to be the second largest park in San Francisco after Golden Gate.
Oh, wow.
It's a little
I don't
wilder.
know
It has a beautiful lake, just a couple of nice lakes nearby. But to make story short, it's all of the food was covered with ashes or
Oh, yeah.
something. God,
Oh, man.
it's like
Well, that kind
a
of barbecuing is very different than
Yeah. Texas barbecue. Which is, I mean, that stuff is
Yeah.
or the Memphis or Carolina barbecue.
All different world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so good. So good. I was
in Austin, Texas a couple months ago for a bachelor party. We got to barbecue down there with actually wasn't even that good. The one that was really good was they like ran out of food. So a lot of them will only make enough for like a couple hundred people and then that's it. So we got there too late. So we're like, oh, let's just go to like this one next door. And it was not very good. And I felt horrible after eating it.
No.
But it was a Texas barbecue.
Yeah, you could cross it off and
Check marks.
I just gotta do all the other stuff and say,
yeah, I'll have to do that again. Yeah. Better barbecue.
Yeah. I just did my first crawfish boil down in Roma. That was awesome too.
Wow.
It's like it was for a wedding and
Cool.
they had a boil at his house right on the bayou.
That's
So
awesome.
we're just like buckets.
So how did it come to you in like a big bucket or bag?
They had a trailer with like where they boiled it at the house, and it was just probably like the size of this table just full of crawfish. And they just started like scooping up like shoveling our crawfish on their plate. It was ridiculous.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so fulfilling.
And then when you're done, there's like just throw it in the bayou, just recycle.
Really?
Yeah. Interesting.
That's funny. Wait, what? Is this just like build up at the bottom of the
It probably does.
Yeah.
But I think the gators get into it or something. I'm
Oh.
sure. Something like that.
Gators.
But yeah, those are great.
Poison maybe?
Yeah.
Release.
Well, that's where they come from. In the bayou, so I guess
Yeah.
even worse. Yeah, you would think all the spices that they try to make.
Yeah.
But yeah, never enjoyed crawfish until then.
Interesting. Yeah,
I've
never had either.
Yeah.
What's everyone's favorite food?
This is a hard one.
Hard.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the number one, maybe just one of your favorites, if that makes
My problem,
sense.
I love everything.
Yeah.
So, just like the way too much. Probably except for, Palestinian food. For me, it's a little bit too spicy.
Which?
Palestinian. Palestinian food might be a little spicy for me.
Okay.
But Italian, French, and Japanese, for instance. How about you guys?
I was gonna say Italian and Japanese. I think I categorize it by I will eat any type of that food.
Yes,
Anything.
exactly.
Yeah.
And then the Asian category.
Yeah.
Japanese, Chinese, Taiwanese food.
What
Kinda just like what I grew up eating, I guess.
Awesome.
They're all fairly different though. Like
Oh yeah.
what do you like more about?
I grew up eating a lot of Japanese food
Okay.
and Taiwanese food. So those two would be my like last meal on earth kind of thing.
What about you, Maxie?
I would say Italian food is that's like my comfort food. Really like Japanese food. On recent trips I've come to enjoy Chinese food much more, but more so Cantonese.
Stuff is so unhealthy for you.
Cantonese food?
In like Hong Kong?
I guess it depends. I mean, some of it can be like very fresh and like
Yeah,
that's more what I think of.
maybe I eat all the like junk
Yeah.
on the streets.
The street food and grocery stuff, yeah.
I'm not sure if it's gonna be the truth, but are we talking about wonton soup? It's my favorite.
Wasn't really what I was thinking
Yeah.
about.
I
Sorry.
think it's more like just like the way that fish is prepared. Yeah. Like so
Like steamed and
Yeah,
like
like very freshly. Ingredients versus like some of the greasier Chinese food.
Yeah.
That was more what I was first shown when I was there and was not a big fan.
Yeah.
And then had more of the cleaner stuff was like this is awesome.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite part in Cantonese, dish maybe in Cantonese
I don't really know enough to say, but I guess cuz roast goose, Cantonese
Oh.
Well, the ones in Hong Kong,
Yeah,
yeah.
that would count, right?
Roasted
Those
goose.
are good.
That's what I was thinking about when you said.
Yeah.
I was like, that stuff is not
Yeah.
healthy.
And a lot of pickles.
Debbie's roasted like suckling pigs and stuff. You can get a
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah, that's not
six-week-old baby pig. That's
If
not
you
bad.
want suckling, you know, just like a pig, you might be interested. Like there is in Napa Valley, there is a place, you know, just like called Castillo de Hermosa Winery.
Oh yeah, I've been there before.
You've been there, right? So and you know the little tournaments and the way they select, there are knights that, you know, just like, you know, just kind of portray that they are fighting with each other. And after, you know, after one, after tournament, you know, tournament, they sit down and they have the pigs on the grill, like roasted pigs, you know, served.
Interesting.
I'm not sure if you, anyone of you know, just like vegetarian or vegan?
Nope, not
Don't
vegan
be.
I was just like, I didn't know this happened.
But
some
I didn't
people might
touch
find
chicken.
it.
Yeah. No, that's a very Filipino thing actually, to have like a huge piece, a huge pig on the table with an apple in his mouth. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good. That sounds
It's pretty
like
good.
a lot of cultures do that. I know like my Greek friend, they would do a roast pig for their family reunions and stuff. I've heard like they do like lamb, like goat or something.
Oh yeah.
For my birthday, can pitch.
Whatever meat.
Italian food, I've never been as into the meat dishes. More so the pasta, yeah. And obviously you know, pasta with meat, like the ones that have this wild boar ragu. One of my favorite meals. It was at this like medieval castle in a small town about an hour and a half from Rome. Still remember that as one of my favorite meals.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like the local wine. It was must be cool.
Wow.
Yeah, I still need to like get out to Europe more
Yeah.
and check it out.
It's harder here though on the West Coast.
It is, yeah, it's not good.
Takes a while. So when I was in France, to be honest, I wasn't impressed as much. We went to different restaurants, like, you know, where locals went, you know, it's from anywhere from cheap to expensive ones. But I really enjoyed the French cuisine, California French cuisine, because I think it's kind of the best, you know, the way how they cook. Maybe we're just spoiled here because we have really good restaurants around us.
We do, yeah, and the diversity of food.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And for the Italian, my favorite is like pasta dish carbonara, you know, just so, you know, and for the meat dish, you know, probably carpaccio. So anything with raw meat. My favorite thing. So, and in Japanese food, which one do you like the most?
Oh, that's hard.
I don't even know where to start.
One dish to try, you know, just like which one
Yeah,
would
one
you guys
last
go
meal.
for?
Oh,
Yeah.
last
One
meal.
last meal.
Ooh. It'd be sushi for me.
Really?
Or something like
Fatty
that, or
tuna?
like
You love tuna. Salmon.
The fatty tuna. Like a
Big
nice
tea.
bowl of like del
Toro.
Torre or something. Oh man.
Sambal.
Yeah.
With some Sichuan peppers in there just to make sure I could feel something before I die. Have you guys had that before, the Sichuan pepper? It's crazy.
My
So
spice tolerance isn't great, but
it's not that hot, but it's numbing. So it completely numbs your mouth.
That's terrible.
How can you taste anything after
Well,
that?
it's not completely numbs it, but like mostly numbs it. And it's a very, very weird feeling. So I did
It's big in China,
hot
Kyle.
pot, yeah. And ate the pepper. And it's really the peppercorn. So
Yeah.
you and like nobody warned me yet that
Oh,
this was gonna happen.
actually, that's pretty cool,
That's the other way you should
That's
do it,
terrible.
right? It's much better that way.
You tell them after.
I was just like, what is going on? I was like, I'm like. And they're like, oh yeah, Sichuan pepper. I was like, this is it. It was crazy. It's a very, very unique sensation. So I recommend that. Actually, there's one here in
There's a handful of them, yeah. Or you think
Pino?
about Haidilao.
Haidilao, yeah. If you ever just want to mix it up a little bit and have a numbed mouth.
I'm not really
That's
as
the
old
reason
right
I did
now for some reason.
It's kind of fun.
It's fun, yeah.
great.
Spicy. I'm
When you
okay with spicy. I'm getting better.
When you have people confident, like, "Oh yeah, I can take your meat." Like, "Let me
Yeah.
take you somewhere real quick."
Yeah. Well, I mean, this isn't, it's not like painful heat that you get, you know, with some that you just like wanna die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that. It's just like,
Can't
whoa,
breathe.
this is hot, but it's bearable.
Yeah.
Just can't feel anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It also tastes good. Like, there's a good taste to
There's a tang.
Yeah.
It's like a tangy.
So might eat it due to being used to it? Like,
Uh,
do you feel it less?
my, I don't know. My mom can just hammer it away like nothing.
Yeah.
So maybe, like,
I don't
Yeah,
think
maybe.
I don't feel it less.
Yeah.
Maybe it's meant to soak into like the smoker.
It's also interesting 'cause each country have their own spice. Where I'm originally from Ru- in Russia, it's soy, you know, just like mustard. And we have different varieties of mustard in the way how it's made. Also the horseradish. So it's those two kind of like the mix. But from the previous republic of the Soviet Union, we had like you know, the spices called adjika with different peppers with, you know, just like unmixed. My husband, he's from Guatemala, and they have all kinds of peppers, and but they're always mixed somehow with tomatoes and tomatillos, you know. So in Asian culture, I believe it's the wasabi?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's horseradish, usually.
Oh.
So the ones you get here, yes, it's similar. They use horseradish. But yeah, that's a big one, especially for just like Japan and north a little more. And that
Wasabi type?
Yeah.
Is that what you
Wasabi
said?
goji
Yeah,
and
wasabi.
peppers and
Yeah.
black peppers, yeah.
Hunan provost.
Oh my gosh.
Has some
That's
real
just
hot
fire.
food.
Yeah.
I've heard that in Petaluma they have a factory where they basically just produce different spices. Everyone of course wears some goggles and masks. So but they you know just like have smallest amount of you know like they say saffron in big amounts can make your like blood you know become a jelly because you cannot really eat a lot
What?
of saffron spice. That's why it's sold in small you know just
Really?
like So
Yeah.
be careful on saffron guys.
Yeah, that's
So but
putting your life on
yeah
edge.
the spices you know just like there are so many varieties of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
This
it's
is
amazing.
in Petaluma you said?
Yeah.
I didn't know that existed.
So for me the
Forgotten.
spiciest thing was you know just like probably kimchi that I've ever tried. And when
Kimchi.
people would be explaining like how your hair would get set on fire I was like it's not true. Have you ever felt like your hairs kind of like setting on
No.
fire? No, try kimchi.
I have. Wow.
That's what so when I went to South Korea, every restaurant gave me kimchi. They're all so different. Like some places are just like shit ton of garlic
Yeah.
in this and
Must
others
have been
would be like really
fermented.
spicy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I was happy. But the whole time we're just walking around like my mouth is like you can taste the garlic for months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's commodity spicy too. Just
Kimchi tasting like we have
ridiculous.
you know
Yeah.
a wine tasting relative in Korea so they have kimchi tasting
Yeah.
probably.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's funny I could do that. I've caught myself sitting there eating like a bucket of it straight. So good.
So what do you guys recommend for good day trips or hikes around here? What you guys do well?
I will be obvious. Tamal Pais.
Tamales Bay?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Tamales Bay. Yeah. Yes. Have you been there too?
I have.
They changed it up
Is that just,
a
is
little
that
bit.
Mount Tam? Is that the same thing?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Well, it's th- there, it's where
Did
the
you
oyster
say
farms are at.
Tamal
Tamales,
Pais?
Tamales Bay?
Tamales Bay, Tamales Pais. Yeah, just
You know where all the oyster farms and all that are now?
I thought that's they closed it, no?
They reopened it, but they don't have picnic tables anymore.
Oh,
So
that's
it's
a
just,
pity.
yeah. I think it was something about the license they couldn't get. So you can't technically grill and barbecue. So they just give it to you and you're on your picnic benches and
I went to Hog Island.
Yeah,
They
that's another
still,
one.
yeah, which was right up there.
Yeah.
Remember there, that was
Yeah, they're
cool.
super nice. Yeah, I used to do that all the time. Just
Yeah.
go up and shuck some oysters out of the
So do you have to pay per pound or
Yeah,
something
they
or
just
per
sell you like
eating?
a bag of oysters.
Oh.
Like, here you go. Get an oyster shucker.
Oh,
And all
right.
we would do, like we would typically go for like birthday parties, so sometimes we'd rent like a bus or something and go up
Yeah.
and just, yeah, bring other barbecue picnic snacks
Bring
and
them, yeah.
stuff like that,
Yeah.
and then just oysters out there.
Cool. see what
Yeah.
being scratched and delivered, yeah.
That's fun. When you learn how to shuck it, you can bring like a little gloves or
Yeah,
cut
it's a whole
yourself
thing.
like I do.
You cut yourself?
All the time. Well, there's like a graph of like how much wine you consume and how reckless you get.
I'm sure there's a lot of that graph of
Yeah.
many things.
And then but after a while, you know, just like if the graph goes up on the consumption
Yeah.
you can already switch to it. Like instead of breaking and opening, you will be talking like out, you know, just like the thing out of the shelf.
Just talking to
Just
it.
talking. Has it ever gotten to that point?
I don't, not that I know of.
What do you like your end more than in the South Bay maybe?
I don't know. If you're active, I recommend like Mission Peak if you haven't done that before. It's pretty intense. I
Yeah.
didn't realize that when
I didn't
I
either
didn't
when
bring
I did
water,
it.
I didn't bring enough
Me
water.
neither.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's pretty intense.
Usually
No
not,
shade.
I
Yeah.
thought it'd be a quick little hike. I must,
Yeah, it's
that
not.
turned out to be a lot tougher than I thought.
Wow.
It's pretty tough. You have to like stop every now and then, catch your breath and keep going, but the view at the top is really worth it. So
How long was the hike?
About 3 miles?
Something like that.
Yeah, but it's
Oh,
straight
so not
up.
that long, but it
No.
was still intense
You're
though.
just still climbing up
The
to a lot of
elevation
the top peaks and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. It's only at the foot of the mountain, I guess, is a sign that says, okay, this is a pretty strenuous hike.
Yeah.
Make sure that you know that and, you know, caution. And
Wow.
I was like, okay, that's not bad. And then I actually do it and like, this is pretty tough. And I don't know, I
Wow.
consider myself to be kind of active,
Yeah.
so.
Wow.
But it's worth it. It's fun. Just don't go when there's where you do not sun like this weekend. Cuz this weekend was really hot. Well, you guys are in the city, so you guys
You
don't
went
have
this
that.
weekend?
No, I just, this weekend is really
Yeah.
hot. And my apartment doesn't have AC, so it's
Ooh.
pretty miserable.
Yeah, I bet.
Tell me about it. San Francisco, I don't think San Francisco, except for like the windier communities, they have ACs
Yeah.
year round other
Yeah,
than
but it's
indoors.
totally different up there. I mean, it's
Yeah,
Yeah.
you have like natural AC.
Yeah,
That's
it's
true.
true.
It's
Yeah.
never
They woke.
That was a heat wave last year though. I don't have
Yeah.
I didn't have air conditioning either, but I never need it.
Yeah, you never
No.
do.
My, it's usually like 50 degrees in my house.
Yeah. I also don't really have heat sometimes.
Me neither.
Yeah. Just always
Turn on all
kind
the
of like
stoves and just hover
cold,
around.
yeah.
Yep.
Although I don't really need it. I'd rather die than being hot.
Yeah.
Also, you're from the East Coast and you're from Russia, so our cold and our hot are like,
Yeah.
you know,
It's very true.
still moderately California.
And you guys local, right? In
Yeah,
California, Los Angeles,
I'm technically
yeah.
from
LC's pretty local, huh?
Yeah.
It's interesting that like I lived here for about 10 years and I still, you know, find places that I haven't heard about. Like recently I discovered a place, Filoli Gardens. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't heard this one.
You've
No.
heard?
What's
It's
it
beautiful.
about?
Like Hearst Castle, right? You know.
Oh, yeah. Central California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Filoli is located actually from 280. It's from San Francisco 20, 30 minutes away, you know, just a beautiful, you know, apartment with like flowers and this one. Have you been ever, have you ever been to Hearst Castle?
No.
No.
I haven't either.
Like
Oh,
California,
you guys
I've
should.
I always
been
want
here
to.
my whole life and there's so much I haven't
Well,
seen
that's one
still.
of those places cuz of all this passive driving to LA or
Yeah.
Matt and you're like, I just wanna get there. I
Yeah.
just don't wanna stop. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I mean, that happens, right? I have some European friends who've never been to like London or Paris because they can at
Yeah.
any time.
I've never
No.
been to St. Petersburg. To Moscow,
Really?
yes, but not St. Petersburg. I've always wanted to.
Okay.
I haven't even done Alcatraz. I see
Yeah,
it
see,
outside
there
my
we
window. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh my god. You drove here too.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I know. So
So
I've not been
In
either.
DC, I would always do the touristy things when relatives came.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when we would do like museums or monuments. That was about it. Otherwise,
Yeah.
just never really did
Just
anything.
hang
Have you
out.
been to the White House?
I have.
Before
I have
they
been to the White House.
didn't allow you, now they don't allow anyone except you need to write your senator,
They're
right?
still, I think they still allow you now. They'll
Hmm.
always allow people, but actually I'm not sure about it, about how it is now. There are different kinds of tours and things of that nature. I worked on Capitol Hill for one
Cool.
summer, so I